Good afternoon. My name is Henry Chung. And on behalf of the Christian Auditorium Society, we are very, very grateful for this opportunity to be part of the Village Baptist Church this afternoon. Thank you for your warm welcome that make us be part of this village already. We thank you. Christian Auditorium Society is made up of a group of brothers and sisters from over 10 different churches throughout the metro area. But we only have one passion, which is to sing praise and to witness Jesus Christ to all those who are willing to listen. And today we are very, very privileged to be here. And may I invite you, all of you, to come as you are and to realize His grace, which is awaiting for each and every one of us. May we all be blessed with the peace and joy that the Lord has prepared for us and promised us. May God be the glory.
Thank you. Disgrace, for I don't want to run disgracing blame. Hello. What an honor and privilege it is for me to testify for the Lord. I accepted this opportunity with fear and trembling because I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But as a child of God, I enjoy all the benefits of His loving kindness, blessings, joy, and peace. As we all know, aging tends to bring up many health issues. About 3.5 years ago, my husband, who's also a child of God, was diagnosed with dementia. For 3 years, I was his sole caregiver. Until one day he fell and I couldn't get him up without the help of a neighbor. Then I knew it's time for me to find help, but I did not know where to place him. I prayed to God, and the Lord led me through the Alzheimer's Association to an affordable Christian assisted living facility where he's well taken care of. And it's located right next to the facility where our handicapped daughter is being cared for. What an amazing arrangement the Lord has made for me. My heart is still filled with thanksgiving and praise. Before his diagnosis, I often told my friends that he didn't have to do anything besides his job. But as I looked back, he did everything for me. He paid the bills, put gas in the car, drove me everywhere because I have no sense of direction. He even went shopping for me because he thought he could make and find a better deal. At the onset of his disease, everything was thrown upon my shoulders. I began to panic and feel overwhelmed by the responsibilities, which may seem a little trivial to most of you. I again went to the Lord for help, and this time he reminded me that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What assurance and peace this verse gave me at a time of my uncertainty, anxiety, and helplessness. Therefore, every day I try to do new things. Now I thank the Lord. I can put gas in the car, air in the tires, and even drive 2.5 hours south to a family resort where we spent 3 summers. I thank the Lord for giving me the courage and strength to learn new things, and especially for the joy and peace as I learn to serve Him with fellow members of COS here. Even though the Lord has not promised us that the sky will always be blue, but He promises us to be a shelter from the storm, a giver of the abundant life, and also eternal life after death, if we put our trust in Him. My friends, may I ask that you will give Him a try? Thank you.
Hi, brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. Peace. Yeah, we thank the Lord that we have our opportunity this afternoon at the choir to come to sing God's word to everyone, to us also, and then give me the chance to talk about peace. Now, that's a long subject, but I will talk very fast. Don't worry about that, okay? let me see. Yeah, it works. Today, the subject is the true peace. All right, before I talk about peace, I will ask you, you know someone, this Dr. Robert Oppenheimer? Anyone know him? Heard about him? Thank you. You know? He's a famous guy. Why? I tell you. He was the director of the Manhattan Project. You know what the Manhattan Project is? Yeah, they're supervising the creation of the atomic bomb. He's known as the father of the atomic bomb. He's a famous physicist. When they developed this bomb, he was called to appear before the U.S. Congressional Committee. And he explained how powerful of this atomic bomb at the time to the congressman in Congress. Then after the congressman listened to, wow, such a powerful weapon, all silence. Then someone asked, is there any defense mechanism or anything can against this so much powerful devices, destructive weapon? Everybody quiet, waiting for this great physicist to answer. And then Dr. Oppenheimer and looked over the quiet audience, and he said sorry, very softly, and this is peace. Only peace can take against the weapon. I don't know whether there's any such a thing a peace can stop and defense of this atomic bomb. Now, let me ask you, do you know, anyone know about the United Nations? Yeah? Have you been in New York to visit this UN building? I was there many years ago when I was in New York studying as a student. I visited this headquarters in New York. I don't know whether it's now, I haven't been there for a long time, but I remember in the wall, when you go into the lounge, the wall, they have inscribed some Bible verse there. Do you know what? Which one? In the UN, the hall, the wall. Now, show you what's that. Because UN, their purpose is to maintain international peace, security, and develop friendly relations among nations and promote social progress, better living standards, and human rights. Have they achieved this goal yet? No, not yet. Maybe, I don't know. But on the wall, they put this Micah 4:3 on the wall saying that, and they shall beat their swords into power shells and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nations. Leaders shall they learn war anymore. But Jesus said, nation will raise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. What's that? Why? Why such thing happen? Yes, everyone wants peace. No matter what races, what country, you know, everyone wants peace. The Jewish people say, Shalom. But the Chinese people even see much better.